Hello and welcome to this Zemblog podcast. This is Chuck Zimmerman reporting here at the Cattlemen's Convention and Trade Show in San Antonio. And with me is Gil Gonzalez, who is Acting Undersecretary for Rural Development with USDA. Mr. Gonzalez, I think something that would be of very much interest to the people who would be accessing this information, this interview, is internet access and how that is developing, especially in rural areas around the country. I know your agency has been very involved in helping make sure that all Americans in rural areas do hopefully get that kind of access. Can you just talk about what the agency is doing and how that's working out?
Let me say a couple of things on broadband access in rural areas. You know, first, in the Farm Bill of 2002, there was a broadband program that was funded at about the $2 billion level. And as a result of that, it really is a focus to provide broadband access, internet access to rural communities that we serve through our rural development types of programs. It was in March of 2004 last year, the president came out with a universal access initiative that said families and businesses need to be hooked up to the internet, the high-speed internet access. And so rural development is very actively engaged in that. And the past year, when we started to really begin to implement and really start to see the applications come in under the broadband program, the program that was in the Farm Bill, essentially what you had is about 126 applications that came in, and it was about a funding level of just under $600 million in actual loans across rural America. We're still seeing and we're still doing outreach in that specific area across the country. We're doing, so to speak, what we call workshops on broadband, reaching out to communities and building awareness of what these programs are about and how they work. Because of the technical nature, I mean, there are technical staff engaged as well as national staff, but we are continuing to do aggressively market the program to build awareness of that program. It is a new program, and it has a lot of factors to look at in terms of how we deliver it and the engineering and the marketing plan and so and the underwriting of that whole effort. So
now this program provides loans, essentially money that companies can use to install the infrastructure, I guess you would say. What kinds of companies are you seeing apply? Are these startup type companies that are local, or maybe just describe who's applying, who's getting the money?
It's your combination. Some of them are existing companies that have infrastructure that are telephone cooperatives that are serving rural communities that have been there, and they're trying to obviously deploy broadband to better serve those communities. Some are startup companies that have applied for the program, so it's been a mixture or a composition of both startup and expansion of existing telephone cooperatives that are serving rural communities. So essentially those are really the two, I'd say, major applicants or borrowers.
So the money is there to fund this program and these grants. As we're here in 2005, any sort of projection you might make of the kind of interest or continued interest or growth in this
program? Well, you know, to be just very direct, as I look at it, technology is one way to bring really jobs to the people and not people necessarily to the jobs, you know, in terms of commuting to a metropolitan community. So technology has really really expanded those opportunities in terms of economic opportunities for rural communities. So this is a priority for the president. It's a priority for this administration, and it's a priority as the Undersecretary for Rural Development to make sure that we do this in the most cost-effective manner. So we are going to be looking at this year. I believe we've got the Telecom Act that comes under review. You've got we're sitting down with our federal partners and our private sector partners, in this case FCC, NTIA at Commerce, and we're sitting with the White House Office of Science and Technology people to make sure that we have the tools, so to speak, in the toolbox to make sure we effectively deploy broadband in rural areas. And again, by doing so, you're going to see every aspect of quality of life improve in rural communities, whether it's education, whether it's healthcare, whether it's a rancher or farmer or a small business person that's really trying to do business domestically here in this market, or whether it's they're trying to do international business abroad. So,
what would you say to the professionals who are wondering whether they should invest now in some of these new information technologies that are dependent on broadband access for their customers?
Well, I couldn't help them make an investment decision, but I can tell you we're working hard as an administration and tackling this issue. It obviously is more challenging in a rural market when you're trying to deploy broadband, when you look at the cost factors, and you look at technology. What is the best technology for serving rural communities? But we're doing all we can, working with the partners, not only our public sector partners, the ones I mentioned a minute ago, but also our private sector partners in terms of how do we deploy broadband. And, you know, again, I can't reiterate how important it's going to be. If the rural communities are going to stay at the market or right above the market or working alongside the market, how important it's going to be for them to have access. And we're doing all we can. And the president has put an initiative out there in front of us to try to, you know, universal access by 2007. When you look at the window that he's given us, it's about a little, when we first started, it was about 3 years. And we are chipping away at it. I can tell you that based on just my experience the last, you know, 12 months, 14 months being in this position. So we are making an impact. We are saying that it's having an impact in rural communities. And it really provides a key essential tool, again, for education and for health care, and again for opening new markets for businesses. And without it, you know, puts people in a really tough spot. And so I see it really, it's an exciting time. And I see it as a place for families, to be hopeful and just to be patient with us as we continue focusing on delivering the infrastructure, you know, with our private sector partners and with the public sector partners to these communities that are underserved or don't have service. So,
great. Well, thank you very much. I've been speaking with Gil Gonzalez, Undersecretary with USDA for Rural Development. Chuck Zimmerman reporting.